12. Facebook. Facebook remains the juggernaut of the social media game, a platform on par with YouTube for personal brand building and wealth creation. That may come as a surprise for a few listeners. Facebook is often thought of as an old, foggy platform, the place where boomers and Gen Xers share pictures of their families and fill out questionnaires to find out which Game of Thrones character they most resemble, not the place where the young generation is spending its time and money. That's just not the case. Here's the reality. If you're going to build a personal brand and try to monetize it, you have to have a Facebook page. Period. It has almost 2 billion monthly active users, more than half of whom use it daily. There is 1.15 billion daily active users on mobile. If you're crushing it on Snapchat, YouTube, or Instagram, but don't have a full-throttle Facebook strategy, you're severely limiting your potential and growth. Facebook 101. There are a few reasons for this. First, unlike any other platform, Facebook gives you the gift of flexibility. Written content and photographs don't work on YouTube. Instagram allows for a maximum of 1 minute videos on a user's main page at the time of this recording. There's no way long form written content is getting traction on Snapchat. But on Facebook, a 13 paragraph blog post will work. You can post pictures and they'll work. You can embed a SoundCloud audio play and it will work. A 13 second video will work. So will a 31-minute video. Facebook offers complete and utter creative flexibility and has the greatest ad targeting product ever created. No one is too cool for Facebook. If you haven't done so already, go to Facebook right now and register your fan page. Because even if it's not the place where you create the pillar content for your personal brand, it is where everything you do on every other platform will come to live for the remainder of your personal brand's existence. Facebook is not only a canvas where you can create original content, but also an imperative distribution channel. The DNA of Facebook is word of mouth. It is the place where sharing culture has thrived beyond measure. On other platforms, you generally either hit a grand slam or you strike out. Not so on Facebook. There, with 61 shares, you're getting at least a single every day. If you're good at creating content, on another day, you could hit a double with 200 shares. You might drop down to 13 shares with the next piece of content, only to follow up with something spectacular that gets you 7,000. With every share, no matter how micro, you're building awareness of your brand in a native way. If anything, it's the best place for people with no followers to begin their personal branding efforts. Because of its incredibly detailed targeting capabilities, you can specify your audience by their interests, of course, but also by their zip code or their employers. Facebook is also an incredible place for someone with a small budget. It's an insanely valuable platform when a nobody launching her fashionista brand has to spend only $13 to boost or target her post of a pretty top and conceivably get as many as 2,600 impressions, depending on her targeting choices. An impression, by the way, is electronically recorded each time an ad is displayed on a user's screen. The cost per 1,000 impressions, the CPM, the M standing for mil, Latin word for 1,000, fluctuates with the market. But right now, it is still one of the cheapest yet most effective ad products in existence, comparable to Google AdWords back in its early days in the early 2000s. That won't always be the case. 18 months after I record this book, Facebook's ad prices would have doubled. Take advantage of the wide open runway while you still can and jumpstart your brand's awareness. Finally, as big as YouTube is, by the time you listen to this book, Facebook will be emerging as a fierce competitor in video. Mark Zuckerberg called video a mega trend, of the same nature as mobile, and has made it clear that video is Facebook's future. In 2016, he told BuzzFeed, I wouldn't be surprised if you fast forward 5 years and most of the content that people see on Facebook and are sharing on a day-to-day basis is video. When Facebook wants something to work, it puts all of its support behind it. The effect on the social media landscape is generally something like a tectonic plate shift. The platform is in the process of working out deals right now to produce original content and partnerships with millennial-friendly outlets like Group 9, producers of The Dodo, and Vox Media. And, I didn't put this in the book when I wrote it, this is the value of the audiobook, it is making deals right now with the best producers in Hollywood and some of the best shows that will be on quote-unquote television next year that you normally see on HBO or more recently on Netflix are gonna show up on Facebook, my friends. It's coming. They're gonna be a major video player. Knowing that, wouldn't it be foolish to bypass the opportunity to get in early? You might be thinking, I already make YouTube videos, I'll just put them on Facebook. Two birds, one stone, done. Not so fast. Facebook's algorithm will always give preferential treatment to native Facebook content. You'll get far greater reach by creating an original video for Facebook than by recycling something from another platform. Does the video have great copy alongside of it? Are the first 3 seconds captivating? Does it show understanding of the mindset of the Facebook demographic that would love to share it with a family member or friend? Does it compel an action right there and then? Video is still something of a novelty on Facebook, which means it has the potential to be noticed faster and get greater engagement than whatever you might post on YouTube. That doesn't mean you shouldn't post on YouTube or anywhere else, of course. But do not underestimate the power that doubling down on Facebook could have on your brand. Facebook is the first platform that has combined the ability to do marketing, sales, and branding all in one place. It is still vastly underpriced for the amount of attention you can get from the nearly 2 billion monthly users. Facebook 201. Facebook Live. Facebook has gone all in on live, trying to give users a place to indulge in the raw, immediate experience of engaging directly with viewers in real time. It's powerful stuff, but be aware that live video is the hardest art form. If you eliminate the news, sports, award shows, and Saturday Night Live, there are very few live TV shows, and for good reason. It takes enormous skill to captivate an audience enough to disrupt their routine at the moment you want their attention. That's a much bigger ask than trying to get people to watch you on their own time. And yet, the spontaneity can really work in your favor. If you can crystallize a special moment and share it with your fans in real time, it can become something truly special to them, too. Just ask Candace Payne of Dallas. Never heard of her? You might know her better as Chewbacca Mom. On May 19th, 2016, Payne opened up Facebook Live to show her Facebook friends a present she bought for herself, a roaring Chewbacca mask. She was so excited, she couldn't even wait to get home. She filmed from inside her car while sitting in the Kohl's parking lot. She titled the post, "It's the Simple Joys in Life." It was a funny look, but what really caught people's attention was her infectious, unstoppable laughter as she delighted in her purchase. Maybe people were feeling jaded. Maybe they were weary of heavy content about the upcoming elections and other serious topics. For whatever reason, the people who saw the post loved it so much, they started sharing it. And so did everyone else who saw it. With 162 million views, as of December of 2016, it became the most popular Facebook Live video of that year. As many have pointed out, the vast majority of people who saw the video viewed it long after it was no longer live. But the live format is what made the moment possible. Had Payne known that she was posting for posterity, she might have been more self-conscious. She might have planned in her head what she was going to say. Instead, she just opened up the phone and started filming with her guard down, allowing her personality to shine, as bright as two Tatooine suns. You can't get much more authentic, and the people fell head over heels. For a little while, she was part of the celebrity circuit, appearing on talk shows and being featured in the media. She was rewarded handsomely by Kohl's with thousands of dollars worth of gift cards and merchandise, and she was invited to meet Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook. Hasbro, which made the original Wookiee mask, presented her with a custom-made action figure with her head in a removable mask, attached to a Wookiee body. But what's really cool is how Payne used her 15 minutes of fame to continue building her brand as a positive, deeply religious person dedicated to spreading hope, joy, and optimism. She landed a TLC Me video series, and her website revealed a long list of speaking engagements. She signed a multi-book deal. Her first book, Laugh It Up, published in November 2017, was written, she said, in a video she made while preparing to send her manuscript to her editor. For those of you who think that joy is a frivolous thing that you don't deserve. Candace Payne's story is the stuff of dreams, the kind of moment that can't be planned. That's why I wouldn't recommend Facebook Live for most people unless they perfected their video technique and seen success for a few years and are ready to up their game. It's not generally the place to start from zero, because the experience might be like a first-time rider jumping on a bike without training wheels. For those of you who are ready, though, Live could capture a one-in-a-million moment that you never saw coming and put you on the map. John Lee Dumas, creator of Entrepreneurs on Fire, is a believer too. Without a doubt, Facebook Live is the next thing. I'm having incredible success using platforms like Wirecast and BeLive.tv, which are just tools that allow me to sit at my computer and do a Facebook Live, but they also have text overlay, pull people's comments in, and have full show interaction. And just the engagement that I'm having, the real-timeness, it's just been a different level. Everybody's there. They get the little blip notification. Hey, John's hanging out live right now. I actually call it tea with JLD, just as a cute little rhyme. I pour a cup of tea, I sit on Facebook Live, and I usually go on a rant about some topic for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I start answering questions, just hanging out. Could be 30 minutes, could be an hour, and I'll get hundreds of comments and thousands of views, all just flipping on Facebook Live. So to me, that's where it's at right now. Facebook Live is where the attention is. Collaborate. If you were building a brand based on jokes, cooking, bikes, extreme sports, and bathing suits, anything, go to the top of Facebook and do searches on terms that are relevant to your business. Find the fan pages with the most followers, message them, and make them an incredible offer that makes it worth their while to share your original content on their platform or to work with you in other ways. For example, if you're a biker and you get a viral hit on your post about how a motorcycle helmet saved your life, the best thing you can do would be to spend hours getting in touch with every single popular motorcycle fan page and offering them a brilliantly funny PSA about helmets to share on their page. Collaborating through Facebook is a strategic move that has enormous potential to quickly build up your audience. Imagine this. Let's say you're a newly divorced 42-year-old real estate agent named Sally living in Sacramento, California. There are so many people buying and selling properties out there. How are you going to stand out? You start by creating a pillar piece of content. In this case, your ideal pillar would be a weekly audio podcast that people can listen to as they drive around town scoping out neighborhoods. Bi-weekly would be okay, and monthly would be better than nothing. But you know, the more content you put out, the more opportunities you can create. Stay with me here. You'll see Facebook is the star in this story. Your podcast explores the minutiae of daily living in and around Sacramento and establishes you as a virtual content mayor of the city. Local residents tune in to hear your take on their beloved city. One day you may review a restaurant and local dishes. On another, you'll dig into the history of the city. And on another, you'll interview local influencers. From then on, whenever anyone wants to know more about Sacramento or its future, everyone knows you're the person to contact, because you've made it clear that no one knows the city better or loves it more than you. as you're doing your stories about the people, places, or things that make Sacramento a unique, vibrant place to live, you take notes and highlight details from each podcast that can be turned into ancillary pieces of content. For example, if you interview the superintendent of the school district and he mentions that five of his teachers recently received prestigious national awards, you found another piece of content. Track down those five teachers, take their picture, and create a Facebook post that asks, "Did you know that five Sacramento school district teachers have been nationally recognized for excellence in education?" You include a link to your podcast interview with the school superintendent. More and more Sacramentans learn who you are and become regular listeners. When one of them finds out that his friend's family is moving to town because his wife got a job transfer, he forwards the podcast link so that they can learn more about the school district. Suddenly, a family who will need to buy a home has your voice in their ear and your contact information at their fingertips. That cycle repeats over and over until, within 5 years, you're so established as the primo real estate expert of Sacramento that your new business comes in almost exclusively by referral. Then you make more content. You go out and film or photograph the places you talk about in each podcast and post the files to Facebook. You link your podcast to the images so that now people who don't already live in the city can see for themselves what these areas look like without having to go anywhere else on the internet. Now, who the hell is going to see this content when you're brand new to the business and only have 12 followers, most of whom are family? Lots of people, because Facebook is the one place where you can spend unbelievably smart advertising dollars. Their targeting is unparalleled. You could spend maybe $50 against 25 to 72-year-old Facebook users who live in Sacramento and potentially reach 10,000 people. The details of the platform and its targeting capabilities are changing all the time, so please Google how to run a Facebook ad to get the most current rates and practices. Then, when people start commenting on your page or your content, you answer every single one, every single time. When you get a chance, listen to or read The Thank You Economy. I go into that in depth. When you have no audience, you should be taking every opportunity to engage with people who are taking an interest in you. To do so otherwise is absolutely bonkers. The fact that this needs to be said speaks to many people's audacity and laziness. A podcast would be the best pillar for a real estate agent. But if you just can't get comfortable with that, but you're an excellent writer, your pillar should be a weekly post or your blog. This Week in Sacramento, where you share all the same information I suggested for the podcast in written form, plus local real estate news updates. Now, you're not just the virtual content mayor of the city, but you're its newspaper too. You write a piece about the oldest donut shop in town. The owner mentions that he was nervous about the new Walmart slated for construction down the street. You post that donut article. Then you draw, or you pay somebody $20 to draw a sketch of the corner where the donut shop is located, with a big Walmart logo drawn in. You post the arresting image on your Facebook feed as well. It's striking enough that anyone who cares about the shop or about Sacramento might stop to study it more carefully as it scrolls through their feed. People click the link attached to your blog post, which raises their awareness of who you are and what you do. As a real estate agent, your pillar could also be a reality show like My Daily V. You hire an intern or a professional videographer to follow you around as you show homes, have meetings, negotiate deals, and interact with colleagues, as well as while you attend your son's baseball game or shop at the supermarket. You basically film a daily love letter, an occasional complaint if necessary, to the city where you live and work, and share that love with your viewers, reality star style. Once you get comfortable with video, Sally, you try your hand at Facebook Live. Every Thursday, from 8 to 9 p.m., Sacramentans and potential Sacramentans can find you in front of the camera, ready to answer any questions that they may have about the real estate market, neighborhoods, schools, doctors, tattoo parlors, all the people and the places that make up the community. People enjoy being part of your show, and you get to spread your knowledge, help people out, and build your brand. Everybody benefits. You post each video to Facebook, then extract pieces to create hundreds of mini videos, like how to negotiate a contract, what to look for when touring a house, and home styling tips for the first-time seller. While you're busy posting original content on Facebook, you're also joining as many Facebook communities as you can. You'll join the national ones for real estate agents, of course, but you also want to join the Sacramento Moms Group, but not to sell, because you know that you should never ask for anything until you've given twice as much or more than you're hoping to get. You join because you're a mom, or because you want to be a mom, or because you have nieces and nephews and want to stay on top of mom talk for them. If you're raising a family, you join other family-oriented groups. If you golf, you join golfing groups. If you like Pokemon Go, you join the Pokemon Go Sacramento group. Get involved in all the lighthearted aspects of the city. If you engage like crazy and build your personal brand properly, people will learn that you're a real estate agent. But they won't shy away from you because they'll know you as a human being first, just as they would had they met you in person. Once you become an influencer within these groups, members will check out your Facebook business page and contact you when they're ready to sell or buy a home. This strategy sounds like a hell of a lot more work than just posing for a picture in front of a cute house while holding an open house sign, doesn't it? It sounds a lot more interesting too. Which strategy do you think is going to attract the attention and loyalty of more consumers? You know the answer.